excerpts.
So let's do that.
So we're going to go over to excerpt number 10 from Peace in the World. Bala Sulam says, we have proven above that the total subordination of the individual to the collective is like a small wheel in a machine. He draws his life and his happiness from that collective. And therefore, the well-being of the collective and his own well-being are one and the same, and vice versa. Therefore, to the extent that a person is enslaved to himself, he necessarily becomes enslaved to the collective. And what is the extent of that collective? This is determined by the perimeter of the drawing of the individual from them. For example, in historic times, the perimeter was only the perimeter of one family, meaning the individual needed aid only from his own family members. At that time, he had to be subordinate only to his own family. In later times, families gathered into towns and counties, and the individual became enslaved to his town. Later, when the towns and counties joined into states, countries, the individual was supported by all his countrymen for the happiness of his life. Thus, he became enslaved to all the people in the country. Therefore, in our generation, when each person is aided for his happiness by all the countries in the world, it is necessary that to that extent, the individual becomes enslaved to the whole world like a wheel in a machine.
Clear? Meaning we, during our evolution development that human society is developing, we've become more and more integral, interconnected into one system, to such an extent that today, what used to be once one country where we were closed in the borders of a certain country, so we needed to make sure that that country had everything. Food, industry, everything, clothing, everything. Today is no such thing. Today you have things that are made in all kinds of other countries. The materials are there. They sew it over there. Over there they do something else. They bring it to other places, meaning today we see in a natural way everything was in one country is expanded to the whole world. So today we depend on the whole world. It only seems that we can shut ourselves in our own borders, but it'll be for a very short time. It's like you shutting yourself in your own family. But you need stores, you need doctors, you need people that fix things, electricity, water. Everything is brought to you. So same thing here. Everything is brought to you. We don't understand as much as today. We are dependent on the whole world, just like that. And then?
11?
Yeah, I think we understand this.
The possibility of making good, happy, and peaceful contacts in one state is inconceivable when it is not in all the countries in the world, and vice versa. In our time, the countries are linked in the satisfaction of their needs of life as individuals were in their families in earlier times. Therefore, we can no longer speak or deal with just conducts that guarantee the well-being of one country or one nation, but only with the well-being of the whole world, for the benefit or harm of each and every person in the world depends and is measured by the benefit of all individuals the world over. Although this is in fact known and felt, still the people in the world have not yet grasped it properly. Why? Because such is the conduct of development in nature. The act comes before the understanding, and only actions will prove and push humanity forward.
And we still need to try to publish this information, because obviously we've advanced, and this is being understood much more to everybody, that we are connected and dependent on one another. That's why we cannot just tear away our connections. You heard about the sanctions, for instance, right? That they decide not to give something to some country, as much as that country suffers, as much as it costs so much for it. That's the whole issue that we need, in according to the connection, and the connection between us doesn't depend on us. It doesn't depend on us. The connection between us depends on the human development that comes from above, from the Creator. The fact that today we are in the 21st century, a Kabbalist writes us 100 years ago, he wrote this. And then he wrote that people still don't understand as much as they're interconnected. Today also, most of the people don't think about it so much. They think, oh, so we won't get some fashion from France or some special things from, I don't know what. No, we are all connected and dependent on one another. And it's better to learn about this from the nice things and not from us choking. That's why we should also understand, as much as this connection is demanding us to compensate it, to complete it, that we have to start organizing the connections between us in a good way. PT3.
Why is the connection hidden? Although, as Baruch Hashem writes, it is known and felt, but still that connection is concealed. Why is it concealed?
The evil inclination won't let us. It's only one thing. We only have one thing to point at. Our evil inclination does not let us be in a good connection between us. How is it in a family that you get mad about something, somebody?
And in earlier times, was it not concealed? Then too, there was evil inclination and the ego. Why wasn't it concealed then?
There wasn't such a strong connection back then. The connection wasn't so strong. What do I care if some adjacent country, if something burned down there? What did I care about that? Today, we are connected to one another, dependent in a shorter way, very short, very close. We can't just decide to disconnect. Look at your home. In each and everything you use, look how many things you have that you can see them from all kinds of other places in the world. Whether you do recognize it or don't yet, until these clothes were sewn, and this table was made, plastic, everything. I can tell you, in this room, I have the whole world in here, for sure. Computers, optics, books, clothes, pictures, everything here. The most is from China, because Owen gave me all these furniture. Not Owen, Abraham. Our Abraham.
So, what can bridge the distance in the heart, the distance that is not felt, that I'm connected to everyone? What can bridge it?
That we are dependent. It comes from above. Listen to this. Connection between us comes from above. We cannot slice it away or tear it. It's from above. And if we want to stop it, it'll be very difficult and cost us a lot. We will suffer greatly. According to the process, we have to be even more and more and more connected until no end, as one man with one heart, with all the corporeality and everything.
And when Baal HaSulam writes that the actions should push humanity forward, what actions is he talking about?
Of connection. Connection. We have to perform acts of connection without exactly understanding the depth of their root, and in this way advance. Keep going. Oh, we had, what else? Latin 5.
Latin 5.
Es necesario que las naciones choquen contra esta realidad para darse cuenta de esto que nos dice Baal HaSulam.
Is it necessary for the nations to collide with reality in order to understand what Baal HaSulam writes? Or is our work influencing them so they will understand?
It's better to learn it from the good and not from the bad. But, you know, humanity, let's hope they learn from the good. You see, even though they know that everybody's connected, still, against the evil inclination, you can't do anything and you go to war. You see what's going on now. China, America, in America, Europe, it's endless. Asia.
How does it work where on one hand we have to be content with less and maybe even raise our own potatoes in our own personal garden and be in our community, and at the same time keep shipping merchandise from continent to continent? It seems to me like those two things are contradictory and don't go together.
We have to organize it in a way that we take the whole earth as one system, and we'll see how do we organize all the industry and actions, all kinds, in agriculture, industry, everything, until it's in the optimum way. Today, people can calculate it, what's worth it for everyone together, for our mutual pocket of everyone. And then, if we calculate it precisely, we'll suddenly see that if we do it for the whole earth in what's necessary, then we'll see the earth working in perpetuum mobile. It won't demand anything. Nothing. It'll be very interesting to see, because then it'll start ascending from the corporeal level to the spiritual level, and we start feeling that we live off air. To such an extent that integral form will start working on us. It's going to be unbelievable. You'll see it. And our world, by this, will start uplifting to spiritual degrees. In its means and everything. Its supplies.
Thank you very much.
But it's not today or tomorrow.
Oh,
we have Africa.
Rav, yesterday I watched the Haim Hadashim that you had with Oren Levy, and you made some really good points. You said that because humanity is so stubborn, you don't think that we've learned anything new. So my question is, how can we convince the world that it's better to learn from the good things rather than the bad things? Because you said it's better to learn from the good than the bad. So how can we, in our work, convince humanity that it's better to learn from the good than the bad, considering how stubborn we are as human beings? Please.
You need to publish our method. You need to tell everyone what we're studying. You need to see all of our shows. Also, yesterday we had a show. Today there will be a show. And in this way, every day, except for the lesson, and it all depends on dissemination, as much as we disseminate more, we will be able to see the corrections come faster. That's what it all depends on. And do I owe anybody else here? Or what's up? That's it. I've asked everybody throughout this lesson. Okay, so, except for info, I didn't ask about info.
Yeah, continuing on what was just said, today we have many programs. You're all invited to watch them. Everything is translated and broadcast live. At 10 a.m. normal, Livne will start with Rav with the program until 10:45. Then at 10:45, one in Avigdo in his program on economics. Afterwards, there's another program from 11:30 to 12:30 with a special guest. And at 1:30, a recorded lesson, Ticha. And at 6 p.m., a lesson with lecturers of Kabbalah La'am. You're invited to watch everything, and we'll move on to a song.
When I can't wake myself, I need you here. I'm calling for your help. I keep on searching, searching for light. My heart feels frozen in this broken piece of life. Won't you please, 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 please help me? Let's do it together. No one is ever shoulder.